Hi, I'm your host, Matt Stauffer, and this is episode 46 of the 5-Minute Geek Show, a twice-weekly show about development and everything around it. It's one topic per episode about front-end, back-end, mobile, project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. Today, we're going to be talking about queues, and I've actually got someone joining me. I've got Derek Bailey, who I know through Twitter a little bit, but Derek, I'd love to just give you a chance to introduce yourself before we actually get into the topic.
Sure. First of all, thanks for having me on the show. This is pretty cool. My name is Derek Bailey. As you said, I blog at derekbailey.com, and I also do screencasts similar to some of your audience may know Laracast for Laravel. I do screencasts for JavaScript at watchmecode.net. I've got about 80 episodes up there at this point in time. A handful of them are free, most of them are paid, but it's all about getting JavaScript knowledge out there in the community and helping people understand the language and the frameworks and tools. I'm also a speaker and an author. I've written a couple of books, been to conferences all around the world, and done some pretty fun stuff with technology in the last few years, like Arduino and JavaScript and all kinds of other interesting things.
I need to bring you on another time to talk about Arduino, because I've really been interested in the intersection between our really technological world that never impacted the physical world and the actual physical stuff. But that's another time.
Oh, yeah. It's tremendously fun stuff. I could talk for hours about that.
Yeah. Okay. Another time. This is why 5 minutes is a terrible limitation. Okay.
Right.
But today we're talking about queues. So the big question I have is, why is implementing the concept of an architecture of queues going to transform my application from A to... Why is it going to make all my applications better in every way?
Well, the simple answer is, of course it will, right?
Okay, done.
Done, exactly. But really, it's all about decoupling the different pieces of your system. It's about taking parts of your application that need to run directly in line with a user request in a website, for example, and separating that from the parts that can happen later and happen somewhere else and don't need to be directly involved in responding to the request. It's about decoupling your different pieces and your different processes and recognizing that, hey, the front end that the user deals with is not the same as the back end process where the real deep, long running business process actually needs to happen.
I like that a lot, because one of the things I've enjoyed in growing in JavaScript knowledge is, rather than thinking that the JavaScript DOM is the real representation of your code, rather you've got like this, you know, in-memory JavaScript objects that are, this is the canonical source, and then you've got some separate process, which is, you know, your framework, whatever, binding the real data with the representation. And the same thing is true in PHP in a lot of ways. So what you're saying is queues allow us to separate, is it always users from backend, or is there any other like levels of separation that we're getting?
Oh, no, there's all kinds of levels of separation you can get into there. Using a queue is really just a way to introduce messaging and messaging patterns into your application, and doing it in a way that is reliable so that you know when I put this message on this queue, some other thing at some point in the future will get this message and will process it. It's all about making sure that the message producer knows nothing about the message consumer, and it doesn't need to know anything about the message consumer, because the consumer can crash, it can come back up later on, it can do whatever it needs to do, and eventually it will get to that message and it will process that message.
Every word you've said has triggered like my thought about another place of architecture where I've learned about decoupling and everything, and I'm like, oh, it's just like that. It's just like PubSub. It's just like, you know, tell, don't ask.
Yeah, PubSub actually came out of messaging world. That was the original place that the whole eventing and PubSub pattern came from, was through messaging.
So Laravel folks will really, I mean, of course Laravel has queues, but Laravel folks will really want to focus on the fact that we're talking about generating events with no knowledge of what the listener is actually going to look like. But that's within your own code. So here we're talking about not just within your own code. You're pushing it on a queue and you have no idea what's going to consume it in any way, shape, or form. It might be driven by another language and a different platform or whatever. So one of the benefits you just pitched to me was users don't have to wait for the task to complete, and they can just move on with their day, you know, asynchronous, all kinds of stuff. What are some of the other benefits we get from using queues in our kind of higher level architecture?
you get to reduce the amount of code that you run when a user makes a request. So say you have an Ajax application, you know, something with Ember or Backbone or Angular or whatever it is. It's making calls back to your web server, and you've optimized the crap out of that front-end code to make it super fast, lightning quick, but you've kind of neglected your actual web server. And, oh, by the way, it takes 5 seconds for your web server to respond, right, because you have your HTTP request handler crammed full of database calls and analytics services and email servers and all these myriad of things in the back end. Well, screw that. That's horrible. You've just optimized the front end so that a user can sit there with an Ajax spinner instead of actually having a highly responsive, fast application. So a message queue is going to let us decouple all of those things on the back end from the web processing code so that you don't have this massively long response time waiting for that Ajax spinner to go away so that your front end can get whatever data it needed on the update. Yeah. It's going to dramatically reduce the amount of code in your HTTP handlers, which will make your Ajax applications faster, and it will make your application easier to maintain, because now, instead of one giant monolithic beast, you have 5 or 6 small things that are very easily managed on their own.
So you're talking basically potentially microservices in different languages that are really good at picking a particular type of queued item and doing whatever, crunching images or syncing with external things, and it doesn't have to be all in the same monolith. But additionally, scalability, right? You mentioned scalability before,
yeah,
before we actually recorded. So you can scale up and down the number of things that are actually consuming, right?
100% you can. So I have several applications that get overwhelmed with requests at times. And so I go into the back end and I say, stand up 2 more instances of this queue handler, and it knocks down all the messages. And when it's done, when the traffic spike goes away, I shut down the extra instances and go back to the way it was.
That's amazing. I have 15,000 more questions and 0 more seconds to talk to you about this. So thankfully, there's opportunities for people to learn more about this because you got stuff going on. So both tell us how to learn more, and at the same time, tell us how to follow you and how to pay you money.
Awesome. So I am available pretty much everywhere as Derek Bailey. You're going to find me on Twitter at Derek Bailey. You're going to hit DerekBailey.com to be able to get to everything that I do. And specifically, if you're looking into queues, I'm really big into RabbitMQ, one of the many great options out there. So if you hit watchmecode.net/RMQ for the number 4, devs, RMQ for DEVS, that will take you to my current bundle of screencasts, an ebook that I wrote, and a series of interviews that I did with messaging and RabbitMQ experts from all around the world.
Nice. That's really fantastic. And if it's DerekBailey. If you
that
check out the show notes, we'll have links to all these things for those of you people who always ignore the show notes and only listen. Now you know how to spell his name, so you have no excuse.
Yes.
Derek, it was a total pleasure having you on. I'm about to do an outro and all that shtick, but thank you so much for joining. It was really great having you. So thank you all for listening to the 5 Minute Geek Show. We're at 5 Minute Geek Show on Twitter, number 5, 5MinuteGeekShow.com, FIVE, and you can subscribe to us on iTunes or via RSS. If you liked the show, create a messaging queue that's entirely about messages about how great 5 Minute Geek Show is, and just push it out there, and somebody will subscribe to it one day. Thanks. Until next time, Matt Stauffer, 5 Minute Geek Show.
Can you say 5 Minute Geek Show?
5 Minute Geek Show.
There you go. Good job, bud.
It's Kai on there.
Kai's on there. Can you say, eat your peas, baby, 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 please?
Eat your peas, baby, baby, peas, baby.
Good job.